Welcome to Better Beware. Here's your consumer watchdog from WFHB Community Radio with the latest information and helpful hints designed to keep your head out of the clouds, your feet on the ground, and your money in your pocket.
Well, 'tis the season for a lot of things, but one thing most all of us experience during the holidays is more driving. You'll be going out shopping. After all, buying gifts and supplies from local stores avoids all those dangers of shopping online that we've been reporting. If you've got kids or elderly family members, you'll be shuttling them around for their holiday doings. And lots of us will be traveling across town or across the country to visit friends and family you just don't see often enough. But I'm sorry to say that doing all that driving isn't as safe as it used to be. More traffic means more bad drivers on the road, and what's really scary is that there is a national epidemic of road rage, and Indiana is one of the worst states for that. In the last 10 years, road rage incidents in our state have risen by 450%. Out of all 50 states, Indiana is tied with Virginia as the 7th worst for confrontational driving. Legally, a car can be a deadly weapon, just as much as a gun. And more drivers than ever are pointing guns at other drivers. Just up in the Indianapolis area alone, the state police report that guns were flashed 471 times in the last 2 years, and in the last 4 years, there have been 244 road rage shootings. All that is just along 200 miles of highways in 7 counties. So, what can you do to keep your car and everyone in it safe? Learn to spot bad drivers. Watch out for brake lights. When you see a car's brake lights come on a lot more often than other cars, or inappropriately, like when going uphill, watch out for that driver. Slowpokes can be incendiaries. If the speed limit is 40, and most people go 45, a driver tootling along at 35 is going to acquire a tail of frustrated drivers behind them. On the other hand, though, an aggressive driver is the most dangerous person of all. Tailgating and weaving through traffic, changing lanes often, are the two most obvious signs. To stay safe, stay patient. You'll get there when you get there. Leave plenty of space between you and the car ahead. Always use the turn signal when changing lanes. Keep up with the speed of traffic. And when you do encounter a bad or aggressive driver, do not engage with them. Don't tap your brakes to warn a tailgater. Let them pass, even if you have to pull over or turn off and turn around. It's safer to have them in front of you where you can watch them. Don't make eye contact. Don't gesture with your hand. And don't blow the horn unless somebody's about to back into you. The more distance between you and a bad driver, the safer you are. Have a safe and happy holiday. I'm Richard Fish for WFHB News and Public Affairs.
Better Beware comes to you from WFHB Bloomington, Indiana. Find all our episodes at wfhb.org. If you can help put the kibosh on a con, email beware@wfhb.org. Remember, swindlers never give a sucker an even break.